Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Hello and welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies here on Super Talk 99.7. We hope you're enjoying your weekend. Thanks for spending a little bit of it with us. My name is Ben Christie. I'm here in studio with John Maxson. We're your co-host today as we're looking at four common sense investing tips in 2023 that could help you weather the financial storms. So 2022 was about inflation. And so far in 2023, we've seen the Fed trying to get on top of inflation, and it's cooling, but not where they would like it. And of course, the housing market has also cooled due to the high interest rates. And John, 2023 has been interesting so far, to say the least.
Yeah, it really has. You know, when we started the year, the vast majority of economists were calling for a recession, and we were going to have a hard landing with the interest rate cycle, the effects of inflation, Ben, that you talked about, which we think that's peaked. Now you're hearing more about a soft landing. But as we get through the fall, there's other things that are coming up. Are there banking issues that we're still going to see that interest rates have had an effect? Possibly. Yeah. You know, there's just a lot happening right now. Fed policy, interest rates, debt in America, you know, credit card debt's at an all-time high. And one of the things that I would also tell you that we're looking closely at is the fact that U.S. households, not everyone, but a lot of folks have lower savings levels today than they did prior to the pandemic. And when you've got crude oil that's continuing to go up and gas prices affect everything across the board, I'm not saying that the economy is going to crash and burn or anything, but those are things, you really want to be paying attention to right now.
Yeah, that's very true, John. There's just a lot of data points to look at, to a lot of things you want to be aware of. Sometimes it can feel overwhelming, particularly with the media just blasting stat after stat, and sometimes it can be depressing. But that's what we've tried to boil down all the financial things into four what we feel are common sense investing tips that are going to hopefully help you weather some of these financial storms that may be on the horizon. There's things you can do. There's ways to get through this and around it, and you can come out on the other side feeling good, feeling confident about where you're at. So number one on our list, again, of common sense investing tips for 2023 is don't let your emotions get the best of you. I know you're probably looking at something a whole lot deeper. This is one of those that it's so much easier said than done, John. I mean, we're pretty sure this is one of those where you've heard this on more than one occasion, but we believe it's important. It's worth us re-emphasizing here because it's easy to make emotional or irrational decisions, particularly when it's easy to want to gain money, right? When you're going up in the market, everything is great. It's so much harder, though, when you're seeing the stock market take a downturn, not to jump in and make that emotional or irrational decision. So, John, I'll ask you, what advice can you give to or investing tip, which, again, this is a very simple tip. What would you tell people that are going, how do I keep emotions out of it when I see the stock market take a downturn?
Well, you've either got to keep emotions. It's not complicated. You've either got to keep emotions out of it, or you got to work with someone who can help you do that. You know, leading research firm that is out there called Dalbar, and they study investor behavior. They have for decades. And they have proven over and over again that most people believe that they buy low. They believe that they buy low and sell high. And some folks do that. But a lot of people buy high when they're feeling comfort and sell low when they're feeling pain. And, you know, when the market goes down and we have volatility in the market, which guess what? That's the market. You're going to have that. It's really easy to get emotional because it's not comfortable to get statements where they're down.
Yeah.
But, you know, people, the decisions that people make during significant volatility to the downside, particularly the market, can really set them back for a very long period of time. And the truth is that the downturns we have, if you're talking about recessions and whatnot, are typically pretty short-lived. You know, 12 to 18 months is probably the average, some are more, some are less. But you can make some really bad decisions in a pretty short period of time that affect you for a long time.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, like you said, it's easy to get excited when the market goes up. It's more difficult not to panic when the market goes down, and you can live to regret some of the decisions you make when the market's going down and you're making moves. If you've just tuned in, thanks for joining us here on Beacon Retirement Strategies on Super Talk 98.7. I'm Ben Christie here in the studio with John Maxson. Today, we're looking at four common sense investing tips in 2021. And of course, number one is don't let your emotions get the best of you. According to USA Today, many people seem to invest rationally until the market gets tough. It's kind of like, John, who was the guy that said you feel really good until you get hit in the face?
Well, that would be Mike Tyson, and probably not the best investor in American history. Wouldn't want to get punched by him, and seems to have gotten his life back on track a little bit, which is a good thing. You know, that's how a lot of people feel, you know, that like they've been smacked in the mouth over the last couple of years. If you have a 100-year pandemic, you got 40-year high inflation, you've got a Fed that's probably not done raising interest rates, and they certainly had one of the fastest rate hiking cycles that I've seen in my career. I'm 52, so I'm not completely new to this thing. You know, you've got banks that have failed this year. Is that over? I mean, who knows? I mean, don't think there's like a massive banking failure out there, but the bottom line is there's been a lot of stuff in the market and in the economy over the last 12 to 18 months to 2 years or so. And so, you know, I would tell you that through these periods of time, you need to make sure that you are working with someone who's keeping up with the data, who has a steady hand, who can help talk you off the ledge if you're there. And, you know, we meet people too, Ben, periods of time like this that look at it as an opportunity. And it is an opportunity. There's always opportunities in the market. And, you know, we would love as a firm an opportunity to help you here at Beacon. But if you have an advisor, then talk to them. But when you talk to them, make sure that they're giving you good guidance in a time like this when you're making important decisions. There's a lot of great information out there as opposed to just all the bad information, you know. So, for example, Forbes has an article, 7 Essential Investor Coping Strategies for a Volatile Market. And their first strategy is do nothing. Well, I don't agree with that, but you at least should know where you stand and be working with someone, whether it's Beacon or another firm, that can give you a steady hand and help you not make your emotions get out of control. Again, Ben, it may seem very simple, but we see it all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you want to ask yourself, is my current portfolio built to withstand the stress of factors like a stock market volatility, inflation, recession, the banking crisis? I mean, do you know how much stress is on your portfolio right now? How much stress can it take? The best thing that you can do for yourself and your future is to prepare for the worst case scenario and then be pleasantly surprised if everything goes well. That's the best strategy that we feel that you can set yourself up for, and that takes planning. And you need to be certain that you haven't overlooked or underestimated anything. And that's why at Beacon Capital, we'd love to offer you a free portfolio stress test. This is a comprehensive, complimentary checkup to help you discover things like how your portfolio is performing in this current market. How much risk are you really taking on? How much risk do you have? How would that affect your future if the market goes up 20% or goes down 20%? Are there things that you need to do differently? We're going to look at all these things plus a tax and a fee analysis. And all it does, John, just takes a little bit of their time.
Yeah, it's about an hour of your time to come in and visit and to basically get this review and see how it's reacting today in today's market and how it could react. You know, contact us, get your free portfolio stress test. Visit us, schedule that visit at 615-488-9303. That number again is 615-488-9303. You can also text the word visit to that same number, 615-488-9303. 615-488-9303.
So today we're talking about four common sense investing tips in 2023 that could help you weather the financial storms. If you only focus on the significant volatility and drops in the stock market, you may miss opportunities that are available to you that could exponentially grow your wealth. We'll look at a few of those opportunities and more here on Beacon Retirement Strategies with with John Maxson, Ben Christie on Super Talk 99.7.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies, and if you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303.
Well, it's a good weekend here on Beacon Retirement Strategies on Super Talk 99.7. We hope you're enjoying the weekend as much as we are. Thanks for spending a little bit of your weekend with us. My name is Ben Christie here in studio with John Maxson. Today we're talking about four common sense investing tips in 2023 that could help you weather financial storms.
Yeah, that's right, Ben. Well, most people are concerned about the market. Mm-hmm. There are some investors that actually take the road less traveled. Warren Buffett, pretty smart guy. He's considered by many people to be the greatest investor of all time. He's certainly one of the best. You know, he really has shown a strategy of being able to zig when others zag. So number two, you want to find opportunities when the market has volatility and is down, in addition to having a long-term strategy. So when it comes to the stock market, instead of worrying about potential damage that you may see in your portfolio, you should consider ways that you can use volatility to increase your position if it's suitable. Again, this is going to be different for everyone. So there's lots of ways that you can do that, but looking for those opportunities, that is super, super important.
Well, John, one of the big ones is Roth conversions, right? And so let's say you're down 15, maybe even 20% or more. You got money in that IRA. Then you can take an opportunity, like you said, while it's down, convert some or part of that to a Roth IRA. For example, let's say someone has $100,000 in an account. It's dropped to 80% because the market has dropped. And you now take a portion of that $80,000. Let's say you take $20,000, working with, again, a tax professional or a financial advisor, and consider converting that $20,000 over to a Roth while it's low. I know that's something that you and a lot of our advisors took advantage in 2020 when we saw, of course, COVID come through and the market dropped right there. Yep. Big opportunity.
Did that with COVID. We did that again with several folks. Obviously, when we had the volatility in 22, 23 has been, you know, a positive year in the market. But, you know, it's interesting. People will come into our office, you know, all the time, and they will say to us, well, something just doesn't feel great about this market. You wonder how much of that is the media that goes back and forth. But there are some cracks in the economy that definitely – you don't want to be fearful of, but you definitely want to be aware of. And again, it's about looking for opportunities. If the market is up or down, there's always opportunities, but you need to be able to talk with a professional, whether it's a Roth conversion. And, you know, you don't just convert Roths in a down year of the market. It's really a bigger part of a tax plan holistically for your overall finances. But when the market is down, that's a good time to at least look at the advantages of taking some positions and doing a Roth conversion.
And folks, you may be wondering, is a Roth conversion right for you? Hopefully that's a question that you've already asked yourself, but if that's something that you're thinking and looking at now, one way you can find out is simply schedule a visit at Beacon to get a free tax analysis. It's a great way to determine if things like a Roth conversion may be good for your financial game plan. So connect with us, 615-488-9303, or text the word VISIT to that same number, 615-488-9303. We'll sit down with you, no obligation, a complimentary visit, and we'll look at your tax analysis. We'll look at your tax outlay and see if a Roth conversion is something that would be right for you. Well, if you've just tuned in, thanks for joining us here on Beacon Retirement Strategies on Super Talk 99.7. I'm Ben Christie here in studio with John Maxson, and today we're discussing four common sense investing tips in 2023 that we feel like you need to be aware of. So the number one, easier said than done, is don't let your emotions get the best of you. And now we're in number two, John, which is finding opportunities even in a down market. Now, the first opportunity we kind of talked through is Roth conversion, but there's others when it comes to finding those opportunities in a down market.
Yeah, and there's always opportunities, whether you have a up market like this year has been so far, or a down market like 2022 was. So, you know, there's going to be opportunities. So people a lot of times will say to me, well, okay, well, we understand there's opportunities if the market is going up. You know, where are the opportunities if the market is going down? Well, first of all, it's a little bit of different strategy in both of those scenarios. So in a year that the market is going up, are you in a particular strategy that is having the highest level of success that is conducive to your risk category? So, for example, if you were a growth investor this year, one of the best places for you to at least have part of your money, not all, is going to be in artificial intelligence stocks. They've done incredibly well. So mm-hmm. in a year the market was going up, those had even a better return than some of the other ones. And listen, don't misunderstand that. You should go put all your money in artificial intelligence. I'm just using that as a sector.
Right.
And the same way in like a down market, you would look for opportunities for things that have been unfairly beaten down or just maybe down in general because you have a down market. But if it's a good company or a good position, you're kind of buying things on sale, if you will. And so volatility is your friend, believe it or not.
Right.
And opportunities always exist. The question is, do you know where to look for them, or is the person you're working with, do they have a strategy to look for them? So taking advantage of opportunities. And then, Ben, the next one we want to talk about is tax loss harvesting.
Absolutely. And this is, again, number three on our list of four common sense investing tips in 2023. Now, according to the U.S. News, tax loss harvesting is a no-brainer. Basically, it's a popular tax-saving strategy where you would sell securities. This would be a non-IRA, non-qualified account. You sell those at a loss and offset the loss with a gain or a capital gain on another stock, giving you a tax liability. Not a bad strategy, John.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you, a lot of times people have been very successful with certain stocks and they'll have a gain and they want to take part of that gain off the table, especially in volatile markets like we're in right now. And as we, you know, get into the fourth quarter of the year, this is when a lot of people, you can do tax loss harvesting any time of the year, but it's very common towards the end of the year. So the timing of it is really perfect for people that at least want to consider this as a strategy for them and their family. So, you know, I don't mind paying tax on a gain, but if you can minimize that,
right,
or substantially reduce it, or even in some cases eliminate, and very rarely can you just eliminate taxes, but it's an example where you can take a gain against a loss and at a minimum substantially reduce taxes. So it's a great strategy to take a look at.
So connect with us, 615-488-9303. Or text the word VISIT to that same number, 615-488-9303. Have you considered, listen this morning, have you considered a Roth strategy? Or, like John just said, tax loss harvesting? If you've thought about it and you're wondering if that's right for you, our suggestion, very simple, come sit down, visit with us, get a tax savings analysis from Beacon Capital Management. Again, no cost whatsoever to you. And this analysis is going to show you some really unique tax-saving strategies like we've shared here today and more. Easy process. You give us some basic information. We visit together, and then we're going to run that through our tax savings analysis software to generate some calculations and show some opportunities to you that are, again, they're customized to you, your family, your situation.
Yep. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take that information and explore with you what you could do right now and in the future for your family to reduce a hefty tax bill where you know, it's like that old saying, you want to pay all the taxes you owe, but you don't want to leave a tip,
yeah.
Right? So we're doing this to see if we can save you and your family money, not just taxes, but things like fees. Do you know what your fees are? You could learn a lot through this tax savings analysis that literally could save you a lot more money than what you realize. So in some cases, it's been tens of thousands of dollars. Other cases, even more. So contact us, 615-488-9303, to learn more about how to get for your family this free tax savings analysis. That number one more time, 615-488-9303.
Well, today we're talking about four common sense investing tips in 2023 that could help you weather the financial storms. And more importantly, we're talking about what you can do now to minimize your risk during things like a market downturn. That's something we're going to talk more about here on Beacon Retirement Strategies with John Maxson, Ben Christie on Super Talk 99.7.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Are you concerned about higher taxes taking a bite out of your retirement savings? Well, we've developed a great free resource titled The 4 Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. It's a free digital download, and it's available by calling 615-488-9303.
Well, welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies on Supertalk 99.7. I'm Ben Christie here in studio with John Maxson. Today we're talking about 4 common sense investing tips in 2023. And if you've missed any of today's show or would like to go back and hear it again or recommend it to a family member or friend, you can find the show posted on our website. That's beaconcm.com. Again, beacon, C as in cat, M as in Mary.com. In fact, throughout the show, if you have any questions or would like to schedule a visit with us, you can always text the word visit, V-I-S-I-T, to that number, 615-488-9303. So we're looking at 4 common sense investing tips for 2023. We've covered the first being don't let your emotions get the best of you. Again, easier said than done, but if you have a plan and you're working with a financial advisor who has a cool head and is always looking for opportunities, makes it much easier. And then we talked about finding opportunities when the stock market is down. We looked at a few. We talked about Roth conversions. We talked about tax loss harvesting. We talked about zigging when others are zagging, like Mr. Warren Buffett says. Number 3, John, is to diversify and minimize risk. Now, out of all the people that you've met with over the 20 plus years you've been doing this, how many do you think come in really knowing how much risk they have in their portfolio?
Yeah, I mean, that's a very simple answer. It's very few.
Yeah.
They have an idea, and some people know, but very few. It's not that people don't want to know how much risk that they have. Everybody wants to know how much risk they have. It's really spending the time to sit down with someone who can show them the information. And we're not talking about hocus-pocus things. We're talking about like Morningstar reports and things of that nature. You know, so have you sat down with someone over the last year and had them actually go over your risk so that you could really see what you have? When we sit down with folks, we do a risk analysis. We don't just give people our opinion. Again, we give qualified reports that actually show in writing in black and white how much risk they have. And then once you have that information, which is important to understand how much risk you do have in the environment we're in, then you can act. You can do nothing. You can adjust if you need to. But at least you know. And until you know, you're sort of flying blind.
Mm-hmm. I mean, are you concerned that you might have too much risk in your portfolio? If that's a question you're asking yourself, when do you want to find out the answer? Do you want to find out now or when the market drops and you're left kind of holding your hands up, scratching your head, or worse, it gets bad and it keeps you up at night and it's a stress factor and it's another thing that you have to worry about? We would prefer you find it now so you can be prepared, like John said, so you can get the information and then determine what's the best course of action that you want to take. Schedule a visit at Beacon to get your free risk analysis and find out how much risk you really have, and more importantly, what you can do about it if you are overexposed. So connect with us, 615-488-9303, or text the word visit, V-I-S-I-T, to that same number, 615-488-9303. And we'll sit down with you and we'll visit. We'll have a no obligation complimentary look at your risk analysis. So if you're just tuning in, thanks for joining us here on Beacon Retirement Strategies on Supertalk 99.7. I'm Ben Christie here across from John Maxson in the studio. And today we're discussing 4 common sense investing tips in 2023. So John, you will likely remember this, but in one of our advisor meetings, you were talking about maybe more reminding the team about the importance of diversification. And one of our advisors was sharing with us about some new prospects they met with at the end of, I guess that was 2022. Of course, the market had a tough year, and this particular couple found themselves down around 30%. They were coming in because they, again, they were not Beacon clients, but were frustrated with the lack of care that they were receiving and because they couldn't understand why they were so low. So the advisor, our advisor, was able to show them some similar examples of folks in Beacon clients where the money in the market went down, but because of the way we diversify and allocate monies into different buckets, having, again, a certain amount for growth, a certain amount for protection, and then a certain amount for income, our typical client at that time was down maybe 8% to 12% as opposed to 20%. So we aren't talking rocket science here, but it's just proper asset allocation.
Yeah, it's asset allocation, it's diversification, it's understanding your risk and making sure that your advisor is building a portfolio that's conducive to whatever your risk tolerance is. I mean, the truth is, if the market goes down in 2022, the market was down, the S&P just under 20%, the NASDAQ was down over 30%. And so there are times when the market's going to do that. Those aren't comfortable, they're painful. And so volatility is going to happen, crisis is going to happen, recession is going to happen, but so is growth. And so is positive markets. Again, it's managing, you know, things like your emotions and everything else, but it's managing the investments within the portfolio. So, for example, back in February of 22, one of the ways that we manage portfolios, and nobody gets it right all the time. Any advisor or advisory firm that tells you they always get it right, they're just not being truthful. You know, I'm amazed by how I'll get emails, or clients will bring me emails or letters that they've gotten from somebody that's got the perfect investment and that type of thing. There is no perfect investment. There is no perfect process. But if you're keeping up with data and you're watching how changes can take place, you're probably over time, right? Investing, the only guarantee is that there are no guarantees. But the probability of you being successful over time is quite high. So how did we do that in 22? So, well, for example, it became very clear to us in February of 22 that the Fed was going to embark on an interest rate increasing cycle. Now, historically, if you look at that, a couple of the sectors that tend to get beaten up more than others in a rising interest rate environment are going to be growth and NASDAQ. And that's exactly what happened in 2022. Again, at the start of this, I shared the example how the S&P was down just under 20, but the NASDAQ, which is tech, obviously, and growth stocks, was down over 30%. So did we lose money in our portfolios in 2022? Absolutely. If you're in the market and the S&P goes down 20, unless you go to cash or something like that and you can't time the market, mm-hmm. I don't know anyone, Warren Buffett or anyone else, who can time the market, you're probably going to lose money. The question is how much. Yeah. And so do you take advantage of that volatility to the upside and the downside so that you and your family grow over time? So what you shouldn't do is worry about volatility, inflation, if there's a looming recession, you know. But the question you really want to ask yourself is, do you know how much risk that you have right now? Beacon Capital Management, we'd love to offer you what we call a risk analysis. This is a comprehensive and complimentary checkup to help you discover things about how much risk you currently are taking on, what kind of risk that is, and how that risk could actually affect your family's future.
And friends, even if you already have someone managing your portfolio, we'd like to offer you this free risk analysis. It's a second opinion, on your portfolio. And in today's market conditions, where it feels like there is volatility, it's probably a good deal for you. So here's how it works. It's very simple. We'll meet with you, we'll gather some basic information, and then we come back to you, schedule a visit, and we share our findings with you. It takes a little bit of your time. We do the heavy lifting, and you get the information at no cost or obligation.
Yeah, and so if you don't know what your risk is, you should schedule a visit with us. You can reach us at 615-488-9303, 615-488-9303. You can also text the word visit to that same number. That number again, 615-488-9303, or you can visit us on beaconcm.com.
Well, today we're talking about four common sense investing tips in 2023 that could put you in a great position to weather the financial storms, whether you're in the middle of them or they're coming. We know this market is up, down, sideways. You want to be in a good position so that you're looking forward. So are you questioning any of your investments right now? How are you reacting to any volatility or uncertainty in the market? We'll talk about one of the most important steps you can take for your portfolio in 2023 here on Beacon Retirement Strategies with John Maxson and Ben Christie on Super Talk 99.7.
You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and when it comes to retirement, none of us want to retire and feel like we've missed something. If there's one thing we know, it's that retiring successfully never happens by accident. And that's why we developed the Retirement Income Planning Checklist. Get your free copy today by calling 615-488-9303.
Hello again. You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies on 99.7 Super Talk. I'm Ben Christie alongside John Maxson. We always appreciate you taking time out of your weekend to spend with us. And today we're talking about four common sense investing tips in 2023. Now, we all remembered what happened in 2008, that financial crisis. Of course, 2022 and certainly the beginning of 23 brought some more market downturns, which, you know, we've seen the volatility that happened the beginning of the end of 2022, kind of the beginning of 23. And of course, you never know. There could be more events before we hit the end of the year. So, John, is it me or is there any truth to what feels like more volatility and downturns in the last few years than in the past?
Well, it probably feels like that, you know. But the truth is that volatility is just part of investing. And, you know, we really got accustomed to a long bull market, really, from 2009, the spring of 2009 through 2020. So it's all kind of relative.
Sure.
And, you know, the volatile times and the down years seem like they're never going to end, right? They feel bad. You know, the volatility of the downside of the market, which, of course, this year we're up, always feels longer and worse than the market goes up. But when you look at the context of longer term historical averages, you're going to see volatility, but over time the market grows. Now, that does not mean that if you're retired, you just throw caution to the wind.
Sure.
And so whatever you do, you want to make sure that you have a plan that is relative to your risk tolerance. Number one, if you're retired, have an income plan.
Mm.
That regardless of what the market does, you know where your income is going to come from. Because what the market really needs, okay, is time. Over time, the market grows and makes money. But you will have peaks and valleys along the way. And so when people are retired, they don't have an income plan, Ben. They don't have a risk tolerance in a lot of cases that's conducive to who they are that matches it. And so volatility is a lot more of an effect on them.
Well, you set up number four really well, John. Number four on our list is to have a written financial game plan. And even neuroscience, just to kind of nerd out a little bit here, explains that having a written goal or a plan, a written process, it automatically increases the chances of success. There's a connection in our brains, literally, that happens when we see a plan that's written down and in front of us. And John, you mentioned even having a written income plan. And it's really tough to know where you're going and how you're going to get there without a written plan.
Yeah, well, I'll give you just a personal example. And every summer, for many years, we're creatures of habit in the Maxson family. We go to Florida down to Destin 30A, like, you know, the rest of you folks in Nashville and Middle Tennessee,
right,
and Kentucky,
right,
and everything else. We see you down there and everything else. My wife is a teacher by trade. She's amazing. She's much smarter than I am. She's so detail-oriented. And, I mean, everything is absolutely planned. And I'm grateful that she is wired that way. But, you know, most people, if you took a vacation to Florida or to the mountains or whatever, you know, you would not go on that trip without planning how you're going to get to the airport, what flight you're going to take, what hotel you're going to stay in, or resort. You have a plan. Well, the lesson there for us is you spend 30, 40 years of your life planning for the future, and at a most crucial point in your life, do you have a written plan?
Hmm.
Do you have an income plan and an investment plan and a tax plan and a healthcare plan and an estate plan?
Yeah.
You don't have to be Warren Buffett to have an estate plan.
Yeah.
But do you have a written plan for everything you've worked an entire lifetime for? Most people don't.
Well, and to your point, let me follow that up with a recent stat that I came across with data collected from Schwab, CNBC, Debt.com, Saveology, Plan Advisor. Several others came together to do the survey, and it shows that only one-third, to your point, John, only one-third of Americans have a written financial plan. So my question for you, why do you think so few people actually have a financial written plan?
I think people get busy. And as long as they're tucking money away in a 401k or whatever, life is good, right? Especially if the market's going up. I think sometimes it just feels a little bit overwhelming to think about. A lot of times people aren't sure where to start. And one of the first things that I talk to retirees about is to make sure they have a written plan, a written income plan that's going to be sustainable and dependable. You know, in the last several years, we've had things like COVID and inflation, all this back and forth in the market and up and down volatility. If you hadn't had a written income plan and you were retired over that period of time, you probably have spent some very anxious night. And that is not something that we want you to be, a place we want you to be. And that's not a place you want to be.
Well, and you talk about finding the best place to start. Now, a few years ago, you and Pete Benson wrote a book called Money Enough for Life. And I feel like that is a great place where people can get a start, get an overview of a financial game plan, what laying out a successful game plan looks like. Of course, those books are always available on Amazon, but we'd like to offer you a free copy today. So contact us, 615-488-9303, or text the word book to that same number, 615-488-9303. So, John, we've covered a lot this morning. We've looked at four common sense investing tips. Number one being don't let your emotions get the best of you. Number two, finding opportunities when the stock market is down. Like we said, Roth conversions, tax loss harvesting. Of course, number three, a very important one, diversify and minimize risk, and making sure that you're putting your money in across different buckets. And then number four, the importance of developing a written financial game plan. And another part of that full plan is having an estate plan, like you mentioned. Of course, that's something that we like to do here because we partner with Ryan Knight from Knight Legal. That's something that we can offer.
Well, I mean, the bottom line is all these things come together to do what we consider to be a comprehensive wealth plan at Beacon. We talk about five pillars of retirement: an income plan, an investment plan, a tax plan, a healthcare plan, and an estate plan. We're fortunate and blessed to be able to do it all under one roof. We call it a financial plan checkup. It's a customized plan that looks different for different people based on your goals and objectives. So it's really important.
And similar to an annual checkup that you have with your doctor to make sure everything is functioning well. And if not, you're working with your doctor to address, you know, any issues before they become any major problems. That's what the financial plan checkup is. But it's only looking at the health of your portfolio, your retirement assets, to identify any gaps or opportunities to help you minimize risks, save on taxes, maximize Social Security benefits, develop a solid income plan, this and so much more.
Yep. So schedule your free visit. It's no obligation. Our financial plan checkup and find out how healthy your finances are. Connect with us at 615-488-9303. You can also text the word visit to that same number. Again, that number 615-488-9303. You can also visit us at financialplancheckup.com.
Well, John, our time is up again for this week. Folks, we hope you had as much fun listening as we did sharing our thoughts with you. Hope these four common sense investing tips in 2023 are things that you can apply and you can talk through with your financial advisor. If not, feel free to give us a call. We're happy to run a risk analysis or a tax analysis for you, give you that second opinion that you may be needing. If you'd like to learn more about any of the analysis that we run or having a financial plan checkup done, give us a call anytime, 615-488-9303. Again, you can always visit us at beaconcm.com. Well, until next week, I'm Ben Christie here with John Maxson from Beacon Capital Management. As always, we appreciate you listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies here on Super Talk 99.7. And remember this, that peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management, LLC is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Insurance and Health, LLC, Beacon Insurance, an affiliate of Beacon Capital. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.